Paris London, starring Simon Godley, Robert Harley, Carla Mendonca, and Gary Parker.
In the post today.
Looks like junk mail to me.
No. The letter mentions my name 23 times. Only 8% of residents in this area were eligible, but they've chosen me. Me and my family have been personally selected to be given the chance to win £250,000.
Family, but you're a sad and lonely bachelor.
Or £10,000 a year for life, plus a £50,000 early reply bonus, plus a car.
How can I put this? Your chances of winning are very, very tiny.
Aha.
But that's where you're wrong. Look, they've given me not just one lucky number, but six. Yes,
six chances to win the top prize. Can you believe that?
Yes. What's he doing now?
If there's a chipmunk under all three balloons, I'll win a mystery gift.
Don't worry, you'll get all three chipmunks.
You're right! I have! That's incredible!
Yeah, astonishing.
Now, I've got to match this key with the number plates to find out which car I've got a chance of winning. Will it be a Lada, a Skoda, or will I be really lucky and get the BMW?
I wonder.
It's a BMW! Blimey, I've hit a real lucky streak.
No, you haven't.
Oh, dear. These people are being so kind and generous to me. I think it's only fair that I take up their special rate subscription offer.
What's the subscription for?
55 years worth of Gullible Monthly. Incorporating Naive Times.
No such magazine.
It says here there is.
Yeah, Pop. What are you doing tonight?
Dunno, Smokey. Probably go out, lie around, incinerate a village, abduct a princess or two, take the piss out of St. George. What about yourself?
Well, staying in, mate. I've got some other dragons coming round to play houses in humans.
Hi, welcome back. I'm Morrissey.
And I'm Brad. This is the Grocery Channel. Coming up in this hour, we've got some super produce for you, and I know Marcia is dying to show you some right now. Marcia.
Thanks, Brad. And what I've got here is some bread. It's white bread in a loaf-style presentation, and it looks good enough to eat, doesn't it? So that's bread. It's all sliced up for you, and it comes in a bag, so you don't have to eat it all at once. We've got it here in the studio for only 59 cents.
Okay, that's bread at 59 cents. So it's yummy, is it, Marcia?
It is. I've got some at home, and I think it's the greatest thing since... Well, it's really good, let me tell you.
Okay, tell me, Marcia.
I will, Brad. It's really good. So if you want some bread and you really won't regret it for a second, call us now at the Grocery Channel. Brad.
Oh, for a second there, I thought you were saying bread in a funny way.
No, I wasn't. Silly.
Okay, right now, here on the Grocery Channel, I've got a jar of instant coffee. There it is, GC brand freeze-dried instant coffee. And as our regular viewers will know, you can get a lot of cups out of that because you only need to put one spoon of instant coffee in the cup. You don't need to fill it right up. So, that's instant coffee, only $1.23. Give us a call now at the Grocery Channel.
And if you call us in the next 5 minutes, we'll give you a plastic spoon.
Now, that'll come in handy for getting the coffee out of the jar into the cup. As Marcia said, the spoon is free here on the Grocery Channel if you call now.
That coffee really picks you up, doesn't it, Brad?
Yeah, it sure does, Marcia. Almost as good as Coke.
You mean the fizzy drinking Coke, of course.
No, Marcia, I mean the white powdery Coke you put up your nose to do shows like this for 16 hours straight. Coming up right after this on the Grocery Channel, prunes. We'll be right back.
God, Brad, you suck.
Shut up, you blonde robot.
Welcome to Atlanta, Georgia, where the image of the Olympic movement, tarnished recently by professionalism and drug-taking, will surely be restored over the next 4 weeks because the International Olympic Committee has ruled that none of the competitors this time are allowed to be over the age of 12 months. Yes, the first ever Baby Olympics start today, and we now go over, first of all, to Rick Blazenby at the Olympic pool.
Thanks, Jeff. And there's drama right away as the boys' freestyle baby bouncing reaches its climax. And up there on the high springboard, seven-month-old Claude Pétain of Belgium about to attempt a triple twist, double back somersault with pike and high degree of difficulty. But can he get the right amount of spin on impact? Here he goes. Terrific amount of spin. And here comes the bounce. A perfectly executed Barnes Wallace. What a beautiful bouncing baby boy. Jeff.
Thanks, Rick, and we'll have more updates from here in Atlanta later in the program.
You see, Simon, painting is letting go of fear. Fear of yourself. Fear of the unknown. You must dredge the depths of your soul and love the ugliness you find. You must embrace the canvas and have a deep sense of color and form and line. An indefinable yet instantly recognizable genius.
Yeah. I suppose it's also quite important to paint the right colors and the right numbers.
Right, team. To get back to base camp, we've got to get these two tents, our supplies, and the four of us across 20 miles of treacherous terrain using only our bare wits, our endurance, and our human cunning.
I can't go on any longer.
Pull yourself together, Tim. It's all about survival.
Yes, come on, Tim. The whole point of this exercise is to help senior management come to terms with genuine hardship, to learn to cope with real stress.
That's right, Tim. If you can maintain your sanity in this wilderness, the office will hold no fears.
It's humanity stripped bare, Tim.
All right. I'm okay. I'm still with you.
Good man. So, how long do you think it'll take to get to base camp, Bob?
Don't know yet. I'll just pop over to the other tent and run the variables through the computer. Once we've printed that out, we'll be...
Laser printer's on the blink, Bob. Cuckoo spit in the toner cartridge compartment.
Damn! Okay, we'll have to use the dot matrix. When I've printed out our projected timings, I want you, Stuart, to get them faxed through to base camp toot suite.
Bit of a problem there, Bob. My secretary died of hypothermia this morning. We had to eat her, remember?
Oh, so you're going to give up, are you? Come on, man, this is the bloody wilderness. What's wrong? Lost the use of your own hands? Get on that cell phone and call the nearest temp agency. They can drop in a new secretary by helicopter.
Don't know, Bob. They might have trouble with the weather. There's thunderstorms headed this way, according to the CFAX.
We'd better get a shift on, Bob. How do we know which direction to head in?
Well, I can always take my shoe off.
What the hell good would that do, Tim?
Well, it's got a secret little compass in the sole.
Bloody hell, Tim. We're supposed to use just the bare essentials. We're not going to start cheating now. Yoss?
Hello?
Hi, Lou. How can I help you?
I've got a query.
Yes. What is it that you wish to know?
We were wondering if you could settle an argument we're having. How do you say BBC pronunciation unit?
Aha! We are called the BBC pronunciation unwit.
Thanks very much.
Not at all. B-A-B-A.
We have them trapped, Lieutenant. The Sioux Chief will be forced to fight us in the Valley of the Little Bighorn.
We can't fail, sir. Surely this will go down in history as one of the greatest victories for Custer's army. Look out, sir. What the?
Howdy, old. Vince Ratburn, Brinton Kitchens, redesigning kitchens for the way we are today. Is there a Mr. J. Custer around here by any chance?
That's me, son. Make it snappy. I've the entire Sioux Nation to put to the sword.
Won't be a tick. Now, regarding your inquiry into the modernization of your food preparation area, I understand you're upgrading from a chuck wagon.
Well, that I am, son. 100% correct. However, I have a battle to fight.
Haven't we all? However, no battle is too large for our Davy Crockett spice cabinets complete with the exclusive Geronimo motif.
A Geronimo motif, you say? Interesting.
How about if I were to throw in an attractive Alamo-style bean cooker as well?
Well, you got yourself a deal.
General, the Indians are breaking our ranks.
If you'd just like to sign this simple 440-clause, no get-out, legally binding, must buy the kitchen like an Olympic contract for us.
Well, certainly.
Oh. Now, Mr. Custer, are you all right? Dear, drop your luck. Nice.
Victory is for the Sioux. Big fella, yellow hair, sausage meat for brains, is dead.
Oh, well, you win some, you lose some. Mr. Horse, or can I call you crazy? I wonder if I can interest you in an extremely attractive line of fitted kitchens specifically designed for the nomadic tribesmen of today.
White man speak with forked tongue.
Yes, forks, knives, spoons, a whole range of quality cutlery is available. And so it was that my ancestor, Vince Sundance Ratfern, became blood brothers with the Sioux, sold kitchens to all tribes of Indians across the West, and became known as Shining Sink. Does that help your decision, madam?
Don't you understand? I don't want a bloody kitchen! Goodbye!
Definitely a nibble.
Hello. I am a cash point fitted with a verbal customer interface. Which service do you require?
Oh, cash. £40. No, £50. Please.
Please wait. I'm sorry, your bank cannot authorize that amount. Please take your card.
Sod it. Let's try again.
Is this the previous customer?
Yeah. How about £20?
Please wait. I'm sorry, your bank cannot authorize that
great.
Amount.
No cash now. I'm really sunk.
Well, what's it for?
Hey? Oh, well, it's for the weekend, you know, and...
And you want to go down to the pub and piss it up the wall. I'm sorry.
No. I didn't say that. It's my girlfriend's birthday tomorrow. I want to take her out for a nice meal.
Please wait.
She's been a bit down lately. She lost her job, and I wanted to show her how much I loved her.
I am moved. Here's the £50.
And her dog got run over last week as well.
Here's an extra tenner. Buy her some roses from me.
Thanks. You won't regret this. All yours, mate.
So.
Hello, Terry. Is your old gran any better?
You see, Carla, it is an artistic necessity for you to be nude. So I can see the purity of the line. Like all artists, I look at you as an assembly of form and detail, color and shade. And yet, from your nudity, I can capture your innermost spirit. That is why it is vital for you to be completely undressed.
Except for the nipple tassels and the riding crop.
Welcome back to our coverage of the Baby Olympics, and one of the great things about Atlanta, Georgia, is that the facilities for all the winter sports events are so readily at hand, only 1,100 miles north of here in Concord, New Hampshire. And that's exactly where we're headed now as we join Tonya Belting for some bobsleigh action from earlier today.
Terrific atmosphere here for the first round of the four baby bob, and we're about to see the opening run by the Swedish team. The bob's gathering momentum now, and they're off! They're picking up a tremendous speed now. This is superb! But there's a very tricky bend coming up now, and...
Oh!
tough competition causing a bit of controversy there. As construction of the bobsleigh run hadn't in fact been completed in time for today's event. So the Swedes not only breaking the Olympic record for the four baby bob, but also for the four baby ski jump.
You see, Robert, when I sculpt, I impose my will on natural materials to shape, to dominate, to blend, and finally to harmonize form and inner tension. It is as much meditation as action, and my works reflect this balance. I call this new piece Study Number 5.
That's very good. I've always found self-assembly lawn furniture a bit fiddly myself.
Cannabis, should it be legalized?
Yeah, I'd say probably on balance it should be legalized, yeah.
I was wondering how you felt about cannabis, whether it should be legalized or not.
Legalize it, there's no harm to it. It doesn't do you any harm, really. Yeah, okay. I think you should legalize it.
Excuse me, could I just ask you a question?
Just
doing a bit of a survey. Do you think cannabis should be legalized?
No.
No.
Definitely not.
Keep
all drugs should not be legalized.
Oh, excuse me, can I have a quick word with you about cannabis?
15 quid a quarter, I can't go any less than that.
No, I'm from the BBC and I just wanted to know whether you think that cannabis should be legalized.
No, definitely not. It's an abomination. Oh, God, Dash, bye.
Should cannabis be legalized? How do you feel about that?
No, I'm not black or white over it.
Uh-huh.
Sorry.
Excuse me, do you think cannabis should be legalised?
Yeah, of course it should. Hash the people, free hash on demand. It's only the fascist regime that's scared of anything that might mean me having a good time, yeah?
Thank you, officer. It's nice to see the community policing working so effectively.
Sharing our difficulties is a key part of the media clinic therapy. So, Sally, let's start with you. You've been working in local radio for some time now, and you started to suffer from a common but debilitating problem, presenter syndrome. What exactly does this mean?
It means basically that I can no longer speak in a normal, unaffected way. Everything I say has a sinister and urgent tone to it, and every sentence ends on a downward inflection. I'm particularly worried that if I move the television, it'll just get worse and worse.
I understand, and I'm sure we can help you. Now, it's a different sort of problem in the world of children's TV continuity announcing. Isn't it, Nikki? Spelt with an I.
Oh, yes, I should, Kirk, and I. You just would not believe how annoying it is to find yourself saying everything at 10 times the speed and volume of everybody else, and at the same time sounding like a cross between a deranged 5-year-old on speed and John Inman. Whoops, Mrs. Or do I mean Frankie Howard? I don't know, and I just don't care, frankly. I am so hunky and macho. Not. Crikey, is it time for those livable Ramsey Street neighbours or what?
All right. It's clearly very distressing, but I'm sure it's not insurmountable. And, Simon, what's your problem?
Well, I'm in a radio sketch show, and I've started speaking purely in feed lines for someone else to do the punchline.
Oh, no, there's no cure for that, I'm afraid.
Oh, I don't reckon much on these knobbly ribbed condoms with pleasure studs on the end. More trouble than they're worth. Hey.
You've got it on inside out.
Welcome back, and now we've got a chance to get away from the battle for medals as we take a look at one of the demonstration sports at this year's Baby Olympics. Over to Rick Blazenby at the ice rink for the freestyle baby bottom smacking on ice.
That's right, Jeff, and it's been quite a spectacular day's smacking for little Pepe Taverna of Spain. Ahead of the field after the compulsory spankings and the short slap program, the crowd's favorite takes to the ice now for the free smacking. And what a magnificent reception. Just listen to that. And as he's carried off the ice, it sixes right across the board. Jeff.
Thanks, Rick. And as the sun's golden rays pierce the pall of talcum powder hanging over the Stadium of Infantry, it's been a fortnight that none of us will ever forget. Except, of course, the competitors, all of whom are too young to remember.
I don't need to worry about my weight anymore. Oh, dear.
I've been eating this too nice to be real ice cream and only having I can't believe it's not a chocolate eclair eclairs.
Oh, that's a coincidence.
Why?
I was just thinking you're too fat to be real and I can't believe you're not a hippopotamus.
Patrolling high above the Australian outback, a dedicated team of professionals is ready to swoop at any moment to come to the aid of those in distress. They are the Flying Beauticians!
Oi, mate, what do you think you're doing landing on my swimming pool?
Let me through, I'm a beautician.
What?
Are you able to speak, madam?
Thank God you're here. I've got 30 people coming over for a barbie in half an hour.
Just lie still. You're going to be okay. I'm just going to give you a quick leg wax and a routine facial.
Will you have time to do the bikini line as well?
It'll be touch and go.
Is that by Vidal Sassoon?
Starring Matt Donahoe as Greg.
I'm flying over Woogamara on my way back from that pedicure on the Thompson homestead.
How soon can you get to the Shagadingo airfield?
Shagadingo? Half an hour.
You've got 10 minutes. Emergency nasal hair removal.
I'll never make it.
It's impacted.
I'll be there.
Co-starring Danny Minogue as Helen.
I love you, Greg, but I'm just too ugly to go out with you.
Listen to me, Helen. You're not ugly. You're beautiful.
How do you know?
I'm a beautician. It's my job to know.
And also featuring the ever-faithful Rusty.
Good boy, Rusty. Look, mate, my legs are broken, but Mrs. Ramsey's still trapped in the wreckage of the aeroplane. And that avocado face pack has to come off right away. No, there's no time to go and fetch Skippy. She's had that avocado on for over 12 hours an hour already. Can you help me, Rusty? That's it. Good boy, Rusty. Don't forget the cucumbers on her eyes.
The Flying Beauticians, helping everyday folk look well-groomed in the face of adversity.
Robbie? What were you thinking?
When?
Just then. What were you thinking?
Nothing.
You can't think nothing. There must have been something going on in there.
No, it wasn't. I wasn't thinking about anything in particular.
Well, generally then.
What?
Well, if you weren't thinking of anything in particular, what were you thinking about generally?
Well, I can't remember.
Well, try.
Well, look, it can't have been important, okay? If it had been, I would have said it, and we'd be having an interesting conversation about the important thing I've been thinking about, wouldn't we?
Ah, so you were thinking something then, huh? You just didn't want to tell me what it was.
All right, Mrs. Telepathy, if you're so bloody clever, why don't you tell me what you think I was thinking? Come on, I'm fascinated.
You were thinking, God, I'm bored with this relationship. We never talk. I wish I could tell her I want to leave, but I just don't know how.
You've got such a fertile imagination.
You could correct me. Look, I was only guessing. I mean, you could say I was wrong. Well?
I'm thinking.
What are you thinking?
I don't know yet. I haven't thought about it.
For God's sake, why don't you just say it as you think it?
God, I'm bored with this relationship. We never talk anymore. I wish I could tell her I want to leave, but I just don't know how. Well, are you satisfied now?
I don't know. I'll have to think about it. Thank you, Sir Ralph, for letting us hear your desert island dish.
Thank you, Sue. It's been a very great pleasure.
Okay, we've stopped recording. Here you are, Sir Ralph. Your 7 records, the complete works of Shakespeare, the Bible, and Jane Eyre. Oh, and your 20,000-piece jigsaw of Benjamin Disraeli.
Oh, I say, I didn't realize you actually get those things. Oh, how very thoughtful.
Oh, yes. I might have chosen something along the lines of a fishing rod or a year's supply of Cadbury's cream eggs, but there you go. You leave immediately.
Oh, is there a car to take me back to the Maltings?
No, Heathrow. and eventually to Luan Uki Uki in Micronesia.
What?
An uninhabited island where you'll be stranded indefinitely.
I say, you can't do this to me. I protest, really.
Come along, Sir Ralph. You know the rules as well as I do. Don't make this hard on yourself, Ralph. No good hanging on to my leg.
Learn to take abuse. Try to respond to these samples pleasantly after the tone. 1. In the home.
You have a face like a horse.
Thank you.
You are less intelligent than many varieties of plankton.
Yes, I suppose that's right.
Get out of my way, you dribbling imbecile.
I beg your pardon.
Good. 2. In the street. Your mother was satisfied by a donkey, and you are the result.
If you say so.
Oi, tosser.
Yes?
You are a convincing argument against care in the community.
I see your point.
Well done. 3. In France.
You are as welcome as the chance discovery of penile warts.
Merci.
Your enormous flaccid buttocks would not be out of place at an agricultural show.
Vous avez raison.
You and your family seem to me to have evolved on a planet where natural selection favored the traits of dullness, marked stupidity, and brutal but ugliness.
Oui.
Very good. Please turn over the tape for side B of the traffic warden's training cassette.
I don't know who they make these for. I thought I was reasonably well endowed, but this thing, it just won't stay on. It's just flapping all over the place.
It's a femidom.
Paris, London was written and performed by Simon Godley, Robert Harley, Carla Mendonca, and Gary Parker. It was produced by Caroline Letty.
And there'll be more from the Paris-London team at the same time next Thursday.